Amen, amen. All right. So, before we get started, let's put up a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word. Amen. All right. So, tonight's lesson, for those of y'all who are joining us, is going to be titled "Focus on This One Thing." Focus on this one thing. For those of you who have been here with us for Teaching Tuesday, I don't know if you caught the trend or not, but I've been gifted with the privilege of teaching on the last Tuesday of the month. And for those of y'all who've recognized that, you will know that this is not the first time that we've spoken on focus. But we'll get into that. Again, our title for tonight is "Focus on This One Thing." The scripture that we're coming from is Philippians chapter 3. That's Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 9 and verses 12 through 14. That's Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 9 and verses 12 through 14. For the sake of understanding, I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Right, and it says that I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so I can gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Again, we focus on this one thing. To do a review, about 2 months ago, we spoke from the thought, focus, focus, focus. The passage from Hebrews 10, which is where we came from, resonated with a resounding call for focus. But not just any focus. This was a laser sharp, unwavering commitment to the promises of God. That scripture in Hebrews 10 is a rallying cry to us as believers to anchor our faith firmly in God's unfailing promises and to live lives that reflect the profound trust. Right? It's a challenge to shift our focus away from doubt and uncertainty and instead fix our gaze firmly on the assurances provided by God's faithfulness. Right. This shift requires intentional effort and a keen focus on building up and encouraging one another in the faith. In essence, the passage painted a vivid picture of what it means to live a life of focused faith, a life centered on the unwavering trust in God's promises, fueled by acts of love and service within the community of believers, and sustained by patient endurance in the face of trials. It was a call to action that demanded our full attention, our wholehearted commitment, and unshakable trust in God's faithfulness. Tonight, however, we take a deeper dive by focusing on this one thing. So to be focused, it costs more than just time and effort. It requires the sacrifice of our comfort, our desires, and sometimes even our very lives. The passage from Philippians 3 paints a vivid picture of the true cost of focus, illustrating the radical transformation that occurs when we shift our attention from worldly pursuits to the infinite value of knowing Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 says that no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterwards, there will be a peace There will be a peaceful harvest of rightful living for those trained this way. That was out of the New Living Translation. The Apostle Paul, who was once a zealous persecutor of Christians, counted all his previous accomplishments as worthless compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. He willingly suffered the loss of all things, his reputation, status, and his possessions, considering them mere garbage when compared to the priceless treasure of intimacy with Jesus. This level of focus requires a complete reorientation of our priorities, thus a radical departure from the values and pursuits of the world. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 out of the New Living Translation says that since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Furthermore, true focus demands self-denial and self-sacrifice. It means surrendering our righteousness and relying entirely on the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ. It requires giving our bodies as living sacrifices, wholly devoted to God's purposes and His will. This level of commitment is not easy. It demands constant attentiveness, discipline, and a willingness to endure hardship and opposition. Over in Romans 12, verse 1, it reads, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him." Moreover, when we're talking about focus, we got to talk about procrastination, because procrastination is the exact opposite of focus. It squanders the precious time and opportunities God has given us, leading to worry and spiritual stagnation. Instead of delaying or putting off important tasks, we are called to seize each moment with purpose and intentionality, making the most of every opportunity to advance God's kingdom and fulfill His purposes. Each day, we should strive to actually be wise with our use of our time. For James 4 and 14 and 17 says, "How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. Remember, knowing what you should do and then not doing it is a sin." There's a dissertation by a young lady that I've read in my time. It was called "What is Worthwhile?" And to quote that young lady, there's a section in there that says, "The question of life is not how much time we have. For each day, each of us has the same amount. We have all there is. The question is, what shall we do with it? We cannot afford to lose a moment of usefulness, or else the sum of our influence will be less than it might have been. Suppose each of us should resolve today that not a minute moving forward should ever be wasted. What energy there would be in our lives, what strength, what noble purpose, what grand results. What could we not accomplish if no one of us ever lost time grieving, dreaming, regretting, experiencing harmful pleasures, or engaging in idle talk? For eternity is long, and there will be enough time for dreams. But life is for focused work and focused patience." Right? So Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17 out of that New Living Translation will tell us, so be careful how we live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity these evil days have. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants us to do. Ultimately, the cost of focus is worth it because the rewards far outweigh the sacrifices. As we fix our eyes on Jesus and press on toward the goal, we can experience the peace, joy, and fulfillment that come from living a life completely surrendered to God's will. In closing, let us therefore embrace the call to focus wholeheartedly on Christ, counting all as loss for the sake of gaining Him and becoming one with Him. And with that, I yield.